Blog Talk Radio.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
Blessed are we in the awakening dawn. Blessed are we in the morning. Blessed are we in the light of the day, as we enjoy the earth turning. Blessed are we as the twilight descends and the magic of dusk is upon us, and blessed are we in the dark of the night as we slip into dreams that are calling.
When I think of a plant that folks normally cut or throw away, or a plant that they're afraid of, it makes me think of how women are viewed historically by the world's major religions. A great, formidable power close to you, next to you in your life, is ignored, oppressed, or in the case of these weeds, disregarded. Join us for Green Magic, Green Medicine tonight with your hostess, Susan Weed. We will be right back. I see her in the queue. Join us in our circle.
Blessed are we in the awakening dawn. Blessed are we in the morning. Blessed are we in the light of the day.
Everyone, welcome to another edition of Green Magic, Green Medicine with your hostess Susan Weed. I'm Daniel Michael, the founder, co-creator of the Main Street Universe Radio Network, and right before we bring her on, we'll mention our show plugs very quickly. We'll do tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Tuesday, we have Susan Weed with Green Magic, Green Medicine. Wednesdays now at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, myself and associate producer Janice R. White with Main Street Universe, the flagship show, the one that started it all, myself and co-creator Kevin Baird, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Wednesday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, Queen Mother Imaku with her show Uwatawu, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. On Fridays, Kevin Baird at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. He's the founder, co-creator of the Main Street Universe Radio Network, as well as creating the Horizon Oracle, and he can be found at www.templeofgaia.com. And then at 12 p.m. midnight, Jesse Ann Nichols George with Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. And then on Sundays, we have 7 p.m. now back to 5:30 p.m. We've pulled it back to 5:30. Darren Bouquer in his show Spiritual Insight. And then Mondays, we have Science of Light with Randy Goldberg, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And I see Susan is there, so I'm going to turn her microphone on. Welcome, Susan.
Green blessings, Daniel. How are you this week?
Very well, very well.
Glad to hear it. In most places, the daffodils are already blooming, and the chickweed is big enough to start harvesting for our first wild salads.
Awesome.
Yeah. And this week, we are going to have the first nettle soup of the spring. To me, this is always a moment that makes my heart beat fast with delight. to see the nettle as the snow melts away, pushing up through the ground. And at first, you know, it's purple. It comes up purple. It's this incredible, very magical purple color. Mm. And you see it. And it's like one of the very first plants to come bursting up as the snow dissolves under the heat of the sun and the lengthening days. And then the leaves start to unfurl from the shoots. Almost, some people have described it as like a tiny little baby asparagus shoot when it first comes up. And you can just see the force of the nettle that it can come through the earth like that. And then the leaves begin to unfurl. We were just looking at it today, and oh, the little tender nettle tops are, I don't know, maybe 3 inches tall now. And we can just go with our scissors and snip, 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 snip these tiny little tops and just drop them into boiling water and cook them. And just have, to me, the essence of spring right there in a bowl of soup. There is nothing more nourishing than nettle. And it's a shame that it's not included in all of the charts. They say, oh, you know, look, the highest in antioxidants is this. And I want to go, no, it's nettle. Look, the highest in chlorophyll is this. And I want to go, no, it's nettle. Look, the highest in calcium is this. And I want to go, no, it's nettle. All right, nettle is just such an incredible powerhouse of nutrition and of the energy. I often say that nettle is the energy of the earth. And it's an electrical energy. And that's why when you touch it, you get a shock. Now, some people call it a sting. That's why it's called stinging nettle, right?
Right.
You've been stung by nettle, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
What was it like? What were you doing? How did you get stung by
nettle? I thought it was, well, I was doing outside electrical work, and it was, I think it was on a horse farm. And I think I fell into a patch of, like, everything. And I think the one that I what I mean is I slipped off a ladder, and I was wearing a short-leaf shirt, and I hit this series of plants. And I'm pretty sure it was nettle, and it had what looked like it. Like, I think this thing formed into, like, little bumps in kind of a circle. Does that sound right?
Sounds right.
Yeah, it was something like that. And so I have experienced it before. And
did you think you'd gotten stung by an insect?
It did sting. I remember not knowing what it came from because I was not knowledgeable of the plant, if you know what I mean.
It's a really...
Only in retrospect. Go ahead.
Yeah, really stunning feeling because it's so strong and you don't know where it comes from.
Yeah, exactly.
My sweetheart and I were in the Czech Republic, and we're having a wonderful time. And we were driving, you know, from one city to the other. And we got to the other city, and no sooner had we gotten into the city than I said to him, "Honey, you got to find a place for me to, you know, go to the bathroom." And he said, "That, you know, no problem." And we figured since we were in a city, it wouldn't be a problem. Well, it was a problem. We literally drove all over the city. And from one side of the city to the other, we did not see anywhere where I could go to the bathroom. And so finally I said, well, just drive out of the city because my bladder is about to burst at this point. Just drive out of the city and
go
into some farmland. And as soon as we're like past the suburbs, I'll just like run out of the car and drop my pants and just pee, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we did. The suburbs fortunately did not go on for very long. And soon we were out, you know, in the farmland. And as soon as I saw a place where I thought it was going to be safe and there looked like something I could, you know, hide behind a little bit, I said, stop. And I did. I literally, like, you know, with my bladder on red alert, you know, jumped out of the car, went running out to this little place I had seen where I could, like, get down under something, pulled my pants, started peeing, and realized that I was squatting in a patch of nettles.
Oh, no.
And I couldn't tell what hurt more, you know, being stung by the nettles or thinking I was not going to be able to pee. But fortunately, I was able to. I said, you know, the nettle sting will go away. And that's the thing about it. It doesn't stay long. and it doesn't cause allergic reactions. As a matter of fact, nettle is known as a plant that counters allergic reactions. And I'm told that one of the reasons that nettle grows everywhere is that the soldiers, the Roman soldiers, back in the great days of the Empire of Rome, had to sleep on the ground. And so they took nettle with them so that they could lash each other with nettle, because it prevents sore joints when you're sitting, when you're sleeping on the ground, and it cures the pain of arthritis.
Wow.
That nettle sting, in fact, contains some of the same chemicals that are found in a bee sting. And so if we think, wow, it just feels like a bee sting, well, right, it does. And it also contains formic acid, which is found in ant bites. And if we think about it, there is a alternative medicine called bee sting therapy. And in bee sting therapy, people with really severe arthritis and joint pain are stung multiple times by bees on the area that hurts. And the body sets up an inflammatory reaction against those stings, a histamine reaction, and a lot of lymphatic flow and a lot of blood flow goes to that area as a consequence of that, and that is thought to initiate a healing response. So one of the things that the spring apprentices must do is that they must harvest nettle barehanded with me.
Hmm.
All right, and I say, no, you're not allowed to wear gloves. That's rude. That's like putting on a glove before you shake someone's hand. And, you know, as I said, this week, it's just up. And so we're just going to be picking these little tips, these little tops that are just above the ground and dropping them in boiling water and making a soup. As the season goes on, the nettle will get bigger and bigger. And soon we'll be harvesting it, and it will be higher than our knees. And so long as we're harvesting it before it flowers, we're safe to harvest it for food and for medicine. And what we usually do is we, again, cut off the little tender tips, which are still there, and we cook those for our soup. And then the stalks and the bigger leaves we hang to dry to make nettle infusion. So we may work for several hours cutting and hanging nettle, really getting our hands into it. And when class cuts nettle for nettle soup, I actually do go over it piece by piece just to make sure they haven't thrown a poisonous plant or some stick or stone or insect in with it. So I get a lot of nettle sting on my hands. And we find that after we work with the nettle that intensely and that intimately and for that long, that the energy, the kind of sting that we're feeling turns into more like a flush of chi, a rush of energy. And that we can actually bring our hand near to someone else's body and they can feel the energy from the nettle coming off our hands. As a matter of fact, some apprentices, after working for hours with the nettle, can actually stand across the room and direct their hands at you and you can feel the energy coming out of their palms.
Mm. I believe it.
Stinging nettle, the herb of the energy. When my parents had another child, I could not believe they were doing that to me. I mean, didn't they get it that, like, I was plenty of child and they didn't need any others? No, obviously they didn't. I was very upset that they had another child.
I'm one of five.
Yes. And the stories abound that I tried to, you know, offer in various ways. I personally do remember tying her to the railroad tracks, although I did untie her when the train started coming. But, we grew up in the South, and you just weren't allowed to be like that. You were supposed to be a young lady, no matter how young you were. And so you weren't really supposed to be angry about anything. And so instead, I got a bladder infection. Pissed off, right? And that bladder infection, it worked so well, Daniel, because all the attention was on me, and that's just what I wanted. It was great.
There you go.
And so every time life didn't go my way, which was a lot, I would get a bladder infection. I got so many bladder infections, I was the queen of bladder infections.
Mm-hmm.
Until a public health nurse told me that the drug I was taking was probably destroying my kidneys. And I really didn't know what to do. And I was about 19 years old when she told me this. And it took me a while. It took me, 7 or 8 years before stinging nettle came to me and allied with me and said, I will rebuild your kidneys. And it came in a rather strange way in that nettle seemed to just be everywhere around me, and it kept stinging me. And I was really starting to get aggravated at this plant, and it just seemed like, you know, it was out to get me. And So finally, I just stopped and I said, why are you stinging me like this? And it says, because you've thrown a whole bunch of things on top of me. And I said, what? It said, go and look by your greenhouse. And sure enough, by the greenhouse, there's a patch of stinging nettle, and I had just thrown some pots and some, you know, the kinds of paraphernalia you have for growing plants, and it was really interfering with the stinging nettle's ability to grow. And so I picked it all up. And from that day forward, nettle and I have had a very intimate relationship. And I had a real swelling in my thumb many years ago. And I said, well, I'm just going to go and, you know, rub it in the nettle patch and get it stung, and that swelling will go away. And I couldn't get the nettles to sting me. I'm begging him, saying, please, sting me. He's like, oh, no, we're your friend. We don't need to sting you. I have passed bunches of stinging nettle around in class, not telling people what it is, and no one gets stung. Because, you see, stinging nettle, it's really a lot like me. It just wants attention. And when you pay attention to it, then it doesn't sting you. Finally, I did convince the nettle that I wanted it to sting me. I wanted it to sting me. It's right here, right at the base of my thumb. Sting me, sting me, sting me. And I went, it really, really did. I was like, And the swelling and the pain were gone the very next day, never to return. So I am certainly with those Roman soldiers who said, take your stinging nettle with you and just swap yourself with that stinging nettle, and you won't have to worry about joint pain.
Mm-hmm.
I like stinging nettle so much that it is one of the 7 plants in my big green book for everyone, Healing Wise. And I would like to read a little bit from this book.
Okay.
It starts out with stinging nettle speaks. So we're going to hear directly from stinging nettle. Now, pay attention. Do pay attention so I don't have to repeat myself. You humans do not seem to pay much attention. Do you think you can quiet yourself down enough to pay attention to me? I am stinging nettle, though you may call me Sister Spinster, if you like, and I have some things of import to impart to you if you will just pay attention. How can I help you pay attention? All right, let's try this. Close your eyes and become aware of the sun on your skin and the breeze tickling your temples and the rich scent of the earth and the chuckle of the stream nearby. Feel the complex and satisfying nourishment available here where I live. And know that this is what I am, this complex nourishment of sun, wind, soil, and water transformed by my attention and my care, transformed into food for you, into milk for you, green milk for you. Are you finding it easier to pay attention? Keep your eyes closed now and continue to feel the warm sun, the gentle zephyrs, the deep earth, the sensitive waters. Feel all the rich and varied sensations available to you here in my home. Let my voice move into your awareness as I spin my sister story, as I tell you of my ability to feed you fully. I can nourish your energy, your being, your sense of self-worth, and every cell in your body. Sister Spinster Grape Green Nettle will nourish you with the care and joy that a mother brings to her task. I transform the very elements into green milk for you. Green milk, vibrantly alive with chlorophyll, calcium, iron trace, minerals, vitamins, proteins, and my own zest and love for life. I become, I am, the milk of your mother, the earth. I am the full breast of the earth, ripe for you to thrive on. I am the sweetness and the richness that sustains you and heals you as at your mother's breast. Now, pay attention to the green as you slowly open your eyes. Continue to pay attention to the sounds, fragrances, tastes, and energies around you, and pay special attention to the green. Pay special attention to my green. My green is my love for you. What a delicious, dark, deep, spinning green I am. What a lovely, lilting green I am. Luxuriant green, creative green, sister green. Eat my green, drink my green glow, my green that makes your blood so red and your movements so flexible. My green that makes your mother's milk so abundant, so rich. My green that makes your skin, your hair, so gleaming, so glowing. Pay attention to my green. Pay attention to my words. Pay attention to the life that surrounds you, that moves you in its rhythms. Attention holds the image. Attention snares the thought. Attention pierces to the heart of the matter. Pay attention to sister, spinster, stinging nettle. I feed you. I heal you. I teach you. I offer you the best of the earth. I guide you to walk in beauty. And I inspire you to honor the earth and her green giveaways. I will sting you to attention if you touch. Close your eyes once more, dear sister, and remember with me the days of sister spinning and weaving. As you spin and knot my nettle fibers into nets, know that I help you catch the many fishes, fishes of the ocean, fishes of the mind and swift, spirit fishes too. As you twine and weave my fibrous strength into carrying bags, remember to let me help you grasp the totality of life, to help you contain securely all that you have gathered. As you twist my resilient inner fibers, fashioning me into rope, let yourself be spun as one with me. Let me tie it all together for you. String along with me. Spin, sister, spin with me, the great green spinster stinging nettle. Come spinning to me in the spring, cut and eat my greens for 2 moons after they begin to grow no more. And I will spin greenly into you. I will nourish your vital energy, increase your chi force, fertilize the ground of your garden and the ground of your being, and strengthen your kidneys and adrenals so you may enjoy long life. What a delicious delight of spring green is the taste of your sister, spinster, stinging nettle. Come as sister to cut my stalks at maturity, and I'll supply you with thread, cloth, and cord. Come whenever you can, spinning or still, sister or nameless one, come learn my ways, and I will guide you in the ways of attention. I will guide you along the spiraling beauty way. It's all in the quality of one's attention. Culpepper.
Wow.
In in 1561 says, "Nettles are so well known that they need no description. In fact, they may be found by feeling in the darkest night." Who knew Culpepper had such a sense of humor, huh? And we can imagine sending the apprentice out to find the nettle in the darkest night by touch, right? Find the nettle out here. I'm sure you can, right? And
just
then Thomas
on, pish-posh and all of that.
Thomas Campbell, a couple of hundred years later in 1803, says, "I have eaten nettles. I have slept in nettle sheets, and I have dined off a nettle tablecloth. And I have heard my mother say that she thought nettle cloth more durable than any other. In fact, it's said that a pair of jeans made of nettle fiber can be passed down for three generations to be worn daily."
Hmm.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah.
You remember, I certainly do, as a child I loved fairy tales. And one of the fairy tales that I really didn't understand because it just seemed so cruel was the story of the seven swans. And remember the seven brothers that were turned into swans, and their sister could redeem them and turn them back into brothers if she made them each a shirt of nettles. Well, of course, I did not understand that nettles was a fiber. I only knew, even as a child reading this, that it was stinging nettles and it hurt if it touched you. And I thought, well,
who would want a shirt of that?
Who would want a shirt of that? Exactly, because and then she has to make a shirt of that too. So how cruel! And then, of course, as we recall, she only can make, you know, six full shirts, and the seventh shirt is missing one of the sleeves.
Right.
And so the seventh brother has a wing. What an interesting twist to the story. What it turns out that the twist is really nettle, that nettle is a fabulous fiber, and that she wasn't getting stung by it at all, because the sting of the nettle is not in a structure. It's not like a hard part of the nettle that stings you. It's in this little drop of fluid, which we were talking about, which has the formic acid in it and the constituents that are found in bee sting. And it's kind of like, I describe it to classes, as like a food fight. You know, if you've ever been in a food fight, you like load your spoon or your fork with food and you kind of pull it back and then wham, it goes flying off. Well, the same thing is true of nettle. Nettle has little spring-loaded hairs all in the stalk, and this is why you get stung, because it doesn't look like it's going to do anything to you. There's these little hairs. If you look really close with a magnifying glass, they actually look like they're made of glass. They're clear, and at the base of each one is this drop of fluid. And when you brush past the nettle, just like in the food fight, it springs the hairs and they fling the drops of this acid component on you. Just as you said, it causes little raised dots because it's little drops of acid that have been flung up on you. Little bubbles, exactly. Well, I guess we're going to have to come back and talk more about nettle next week because, once again, we have just about used up all of our time. I hope that you come and visit me at susanweed.com, and whether you spell it S-U-S-U-N, keeping the sun in Susan the way I do, or whether you spell it, you know, the usual Susan way, you'll find the website because we own Susan Weed and Susan Weed. If you're interested in my books, Wise Woman Herbal for the Childbearing Year, New Menopausal Years, The Wise Woman Way, Breast Cancer ! Breast Health! The Wise Woman Way, Down There, Sexual and Reproductive Health, The Wise Woman Way, and the book I was reading from tonight, Healing Wise, you'll find them all at the Wise Woman Bookshop, as well as at your favorite online retailer, you know, the one who has the name like a big, strong woman. Daniel, thank you again for providing this wonderful Main Street universe for us.
And thank you very much for bringing another wise woman to this network.
Till next week, then, and nettle to be continued.
All right.
Green blessings, everybody. Good night.
Green blessings to you as well. This is Green Magic, Green Medicine. Good night, everybody. Have a great evening.